Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package. Required restrictions apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Thursday at 3 o'clock. You know what that means. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer, just like old times. Welcome back, Shiel.
I know. I feel like I should be getting ready with the game prediction. You know, we're going to be talking about, is the offense Jalen Hurts or Kellen Moore? But I guess it's a different year. It's the offseason, so I don't have to worry about all that.
Well, I got an important question first, Shiel.
Okay.
Are you okay with the intro music now?
Oh, yeah, it's different.
I'm okay because I figured you guys put thought into it and you wanted to save the other one for in-season hits only. So if we have a standing off-season one,
it's not coming back.
It's not coming back. I campaigned for this song for months.
Okay. Yeah, Spike, well, like Spike got this song on here. It's not leaving yet.
Yeah, yeah. But I made the agreement. They were like, I think it was midway through the playoffs. I was like, why isn't the song coming? They're like, wait till after the playoffs. We got to win the Super Bowl first, which we did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it has been, Jack said that.
Yes. Yeah. It has been a while. How old a guy are you now? It's just been a couple of months. We haven't talked to you about the offseason at all. It has been even though the Eagles have explained it and analysts have explained it, it has been sort of a stunning offseason for the Eagles, given the number of players that they've lost and the fact that they haven't really replaced any of them in a player-for-player sort of way. They've signed a bunch of guys. They've signed a bunch of guys, but all those guys seem like, you know, lottery tickets in some way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. A bunch of dart throws. I think going into the offseason, like you said, we all sort of knew, all right, they're going to lose some guys, but you wondered, all right, is there a big trade up their sleeve? Is there, hey, just one signing that they're going to make? And instead of that, you know, you're able to bring Zach Bond back. But I think, honestly, the most stunning move of the offseason was probably the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade. I don't think anyone was really predicting them to go to those lengths to save a little money and reshape their defense. So it's not panic time. They're still the favorites to win the Super Bowl if you look at the sports books. But I think it makes this draft probably maybe even more important than we thought it was going to be a few months ago.
Well, and that's sort of my question on this is, do you go into this draft? Do you think the Eagles are going into this draft saying we need like multiple starters out of this draft? Because they lose Sweat. They lose Milton Williams, who wasn't a starter, but, you know, for all intents and purposes, starter type snaps. They lose Slay. They lose CJGJ, who you mentioned. N'Kobe Dean's not going to be there when the season starts. They lose Becton. Do you think they go into this draft thinking we have to get like a number of real true contributors to this year's team?
I think the way Howie Roseman looks at it is he tries to put together a roster that, hey, if you need to play a game right now, 2 weeks before the draft, you can go line up and you have guys, some guys you're not sure of, but you have enough guys to put out there where you feel okay about it. In other words, you sort of set the floor the best you can at every position. And then you go into the draft and you say, hey, if we can draft over some of those guys we're not sure about, let's go ahead and do that. So, yeah, I think ideally if they could get two starters out of this draft and it could be as fruitful as last year's draft was, they would love to do that. Now, last year's draft doesn't always happen, so I think that's going to be challenging. What to me is most interesting is that this is a team coming off a Super Bowl victory, and there are probably like eight spots where you could say they could draft someone over a guy who's there right now. You know, offensively, you could certainly say it at right guard. You could maybe say it about tight end if they move on from Dallas Goedert. You could say it about wide receiver three with Jahan Dotson. And then defensively, you could say it on pretty much every level. I mean, you could draft a defensive tackle who starts right away, an edge rusher, a linebacker, a safety, a corner. So to me, that's the unusual part where you say, you know, you don't have to necessarily force a position and say, we got to get this guy because he can play right away. At the same time, when we get to the summer and August in training camp, I do think there are going to be a lot of spots up for grabs. And they showed us last year, specifically on defense, that they're willing to play the rookies right away if those guys show that they're capable.
Shea, what do you think the likelihood of? Because we all know they need help on defense, and there are a lot more holes to fill there, like you said, at all three levels. But you mentioned the position there, I think, would catch some people off guard, although it would make some others excited. And I'm thinking about that tight end position. 32 is a good spot. It's almost like a high second-round pick for a tight end because it's late in the first round. I'm wondering, you know, you think the Eagles would consider a tight end in that first round? And I know Tyler Warren is up there as a higher draft pick. A, would you go up to get him? Or B, is there a tight end you could see somewhere sort of late in there in that first round that the Eagles could be interested in?
It's possible. I think more likely might be day two, but like you said, if you trade back a little bit, you know, it could still be a top 50 pick. I mean, if you're looking at the strength of this draft, I think tight end is right up there with almost any position. Now, a guy like Tyler Warren from Penn State, there's the Michigan kid, Colston Loveland. I think those guys are probably going to be taken at a spot where it's kind of too high for you to even trade up because you're going to have to give up quite a bit. I mean, I think those guys could very well go in like the top 20 there. So I think more likely than not, you say, hey, who are some of these guys on day two? You know, there's a tight end out of Miami who is really interesting, where whenever you see the Cam Ward highlights, who's going to go number one overall, he's the guy that he's throwing to. So yeah, usually in the past, you know, they had Brent Celek and they drafted Zach Ertz early. They didn't have to think about it. It wasn't an emergency situation. They had Zach Ertz. They drafted Dallas Goedert. They didn't wait. So Zach Ertz was off the team. Well, this is a sort of different situation where, and again, Goddard's still on the team, so who knows how that plays out. But if Goddard ends up not being on the team, then yeah, I think that's a position where second round, third round, you draft a guy who you really like and hope that he can come in and play right away.
Now, when you brought up, you mentioned moving up to somewhere in the 20s would be a little bit too rich. Now, you think that's, are you saying that's too rich for a tight end? Or do you think that's what it would cost to move up in the 20s for another player would be too rich for the Eagles? Believe the Eagles would move up if there was a defensive end or maybe a defensive tackle they wanted in the 20s somewhere?
I think if there's a pass rusher who they love and that guy starts to fall, that would be the position. You know, I still think they care about positional value in the draft, and you look at how the defense is built and the guys they lost. Yeah, I think that would be the position where you say, hey, they're going to make a big swing. And I don't know who the player would be. You know, I think a lot of those guys could go early. And then, you know, some of them might be available. What they like to do or what they've done in past years is it's kind of a small trade up where you're going up, you know, two, three, four, five spots, and then you try to get back draft picks in the second or third round. So I think that's probably more likely given some of the holes that they need to fill. But yeah, if you told me, hey, they're going to make a big swing in the first round, I would think the position would be either edge rusher or defensive tackle.
You know, the trading, especially if you're trading other picks from this year, I'm a big move-up guy, but man, they need so many players. I've been, and most people here haven't been, and in Philadelphia, everybody's very happy with the Super Bowl, and this happened after the last one, where every move they make is it must be the right thing. They've lost so many players. And the draft is, I know they've been successful recently, but it's not, the draft isn't a thing where you can count on being as successful as they've been. And I just sort of, I've put myself in the camp of more picks better than less picks. Take more players rather than less players. And the move up, that the cost to get into the teens or something like that seems so high from a draft capital standpoint, it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially in this draft. You know, it's not even the teams that are picking in the top 10. You look at some of these guys and you're like, wait, these are the guys going in the top 10 this year? This guy has an injury history. This guy's undersized. It's really not one of those drafts where you say, all right, there are a bunch of guys you could say, hey, if they slip, this is the time to trade off. So I think you're right about that. You know, they've talked about, hey, we have to sign a bunch of these rookies, or not rookies, but guys we've drafted in the last 3 years. They're going to become very expensive. Well, what's the way to supplement those guys on the roster? It's to have new guys on rookie contracts. What's the best way to do that? You have a lot of picks. You know, you're not going to hit on all of them, and you hope that you can find enough success stories that you're able to supplement the roster that way.
Shiel, have you done a mock, and is there a player, let's say that the Eagles are picking 32, around 32, is there somebody that you have sort of dialed in on and who you think might be a good fit, who might be there when they're picking?
Yeah, there are a couple of guys who I kind of have my eye on. One of them is Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle out of Ole Miss, like we just talked about.
Andrew,
that is an area that they could absolutely address. And so he's somebody who, you know, it was kind of hit or miss a little bit last year. You look at his 10 best plays and you say, wow, this guy should be a top 15 pick. And then you watch a little bit more and you say, okay, I could see it. It's not as consistent, but he's the guy if you're swinging for upside and say, hey, the best version of this guy could be a really special player. I think he would really interest them. So he's a guy I have an eye on there to see if he falls. And then the other one, you go back to the Georgia well, and I don't think it's the ideal position they would like to draft, but there's a safety from Georgia named Malachi Starks, who to me seems like a really clean prospect who can come in, replace Chauncey Gardner-Johnson right away, high IQ type player, played as a freshman right away at Georgia, a three-year starter who I think is a really good player. So just looking at it, hey, who could be there, who could interest them, those are two of the guys that I kind of had my eye on.
Yeah, it should be an interesting night for the Eagles. Our big nightmare, as it is every draft when they're picking lower, is that we do this huge draft show on draft night and they trade out of the first round and we just go we go home with our hands in our pockets.
That's right. Last time they won the Super Bowl, right? Dallas Goedert in the second round.
Yep.
They trade out of 32. Lamar Jackson goes 32. And quite honestly, that's something to keep an eye on. You know, the quarterbacks are not great in this draft. However, if you're a team that likes one of these quarterbacks and they're still available at 32, you're incentivized to trade into the first round because it gives you that fifth-year option where now all of a sudden you have that quarterback for an extra year. If he hits, he's going to be cheaper for you on the fifth year, whereas if you're a second- or third-round pick, you only have him under contract for 4 years. So that's always something to keep an eye on when you have the 32nd overall pick in the first round is, hey, one of these quarterbacks, does a team fall in love and say, hey, we want to get back up there into the first round, and now you trade back and you maybe get another extra pick on day two. Now, for content, for you guys doing the big draft show, I hope that doesn't happen. But from an Eagles perspective, it's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Listen, I wouldn't mind if the Giants wanted to get up there to 32 to get Jalen Milroe in that first round.
And we get something out of that.
And we get something out of that, And the Eagles give the Giants a chance to take Jalen Milroe in the first round.
Yeah, it could make sense. And in some of these, Shedeur Sanders, I don't think is going to be there at 32, but there's some uncertainty with basically every quarterback other than Cam Ward. There's the quarterback from Ole Miss, Jackson Dart.
Yep.
You look at some of the draft analysts out there, they think he's going to go in the first round, where a month ago, no one would have said he's going in the first round. So this always happens with quarterbacks. Teams start to get desperate. The quarterbacks get pushed up the board a little bit, and you might have an opportunity to capitalize on that if you're a team like the Eagles that already has your quarterback in place.
All right, Shiel. You can read Shiel at The Ringer or listen to the Philly Special podcast wherever you get your podcast. We appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, talk to you soon. Take care.
There is Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Should be fun Thursday night. I'm excited.
I trade with the Giants and tax them even more.
Well, and the quarterback stinks too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I'm not even afraid of the quarterback. That's why I'd go in and do it.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, it's clear Shields been listening to the show, just taking all of OK Andrews' points.
Unbelievable.
A little disappointing.
Unbelievable.
He just legitimized OK Andrew, yep. Man.
Our draft expert, OK Andrew. I'm sure we'll hear from him later. By the way, we do have the next Ike Masters update in about 15 minutes.
There's been movement.
We sent a big putt from one of the stars in the league.
Uh-oh. We'll find out more at 3:30.
That's a good teaser.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're in WIP.
Hey, man, that boy Scotty. That boy Scotty heating up, you know what I'm saying?
It was a big pot. It was a big pot there, Corey.
Yeah.
Corey!
What's up?
Boy, I'm not used to talking to you in the 3 o'clock hour.
My bad. You know, hey, when work call, I told you sometimes I got to take care of business. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I heard y'all, hey, people crying about their caller status and all that, you know. I don't got to cry about that, you know what I'm saying? Because you already know what I
You
said,
solidify. So. Yeah, you're the leadoff hitter. Yeah.
I'm the list. You know what I'm saying? That's what I write, you know. Hey. You know, LeBron James was at the top of the hill one time, too, and he ain't there no more. That's all. You know, that ain't no shot at nobody. You know, just,
Corey, do you think that you have overtaken OG Wade as a number one Jalen guy on this show?
Hey, Uncle OG always going to be, you know, my legend. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't try to put me.
Trying to divide and
yeah,
conquer.
Yeah, but hold on. Joe Montana was the GOAT for a while, and then Tom Brady came along. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody give Corey the blazer, rather.
Listen. It ain't gonna happen. See, you ain't gonna divide me from my folks. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna put no beef between me and my folks.
Oh, you watch.
That's what Spike tried to do. See, I tried to end the beef with Aaron. I keep coming on here with that Corey from Kentucky when he introduced me.
It's a great line. It's a great line.
Listen, I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, but Shil Kapadia, good analysis. But all I'm saying is. Okay, Andrew gave y'all that for free. You know,
I know, we said that.
Gave y'all that for free. You know, also, Walter Nolan, I love Walter Nolan. I would love to pick. But it's like, y'all got to say somebody else, man. Like, y'all, everybody's saying Walter Nolan. Like, we want to know more prospects. Everybody is drafting.
What if that's the guy?
But what I'm saying is.
I'm not drafting anyone named Walter in the first round.
What I'm saying is, we picked 32. What if he ain't there? We need somebody else.
That's a good point.
The same guy.
Yeah.
Also. You know, my man Spike, I love him, but I got to get on him. Listen, I see what you try to do, accumulate the pick. More. Hey, man, this ain't no trust, no process. We don't do that.
Exactly.
We don't accumulate right. No picks. No. We don't do that. We win.
It's what he just picks. Did.
It's
what they did. You let Josh Sweat and Milton Williams go for third round picks.
Oh, you make it seem like Josh Sweat is like.
I forgot. That's what we do here. That's what we have. The
who's you gone?
We have the player who should have been Super Bowl MVP. It's like, man, it wasn't even that good anyway.
I don't know about no shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he made plays when they mattered.
All I know is only one man Super Bowl MVP. I don't know about no shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah, I don't know about
Foles is Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, you know, so is Nick Foles.
And Foles an elite quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
know what I'm saying? What you talking about? Like, I don't know what Jack Tom Hum and you like. That's fact. We gonna make on the draft. Listen, we gonna make a splash. How we got something up his sleeve? I don't know what it is. All I know is edge rusher. Listen, they got some late gems on the edge rusher. So even if we don't get one in the first round, you got the boy Josiah Stewart out of Team Up North. You got the boy Jack Story out of Z Ohio State. Man, we got edge rushers deep in the draft. You know, you got the dude from Ole Miss, Prince Ugalalala. I don't even know. How to say
That's
his
close name. Enough.
Yeah. So you know, you got some edge rushers in this draft. And we're going to hit in the first round. My guy is Trey Amos. If we can get him, put him in the back with Q and Coop, man, we locked up in the solidify for the next 8 years.
Trey Amos. What is he, in safety?
Nah, corner.
He's a corner?
That's a good name for a corner.
Ole Miss. Yeah, Trey. Ole Miss. I see it. Yeah.
If we get to do Malachi Starks, you know, I'm cool with the Georgia pipeline. Keep pumping it through. Jalon Walker. Michael
Williams. Yep.
Yep. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to just be holding on
Oscar
to no
music.
Like, this ain't no trust, no process. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So when Howie accumulates draft picks, we're all like, that's great. But when I say keep the draft picks, you're like, no, that's bad. We can't be like Hinkie. Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Listen, because he got a plan with it. He got a plan too, but they didn't let him execute the plan. That's not our fault.
All right. There
that's
we go.
Not our fault. They I'll got bad that. Ownership up there, you know. You know, that's why the Commander's about to fall apart in a couple of years. But that wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? That ain't our fault. You know?
Corey, for next question today, Cody Bellinger has given up hot wings for 5 years. Give us a food you can't live without, you wouldn't give up.
Oh, man, that's Mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one.
That's a staple. That's a staple, you know, in a black household. Mac and cheese. If you don't cook it right, you can't bring
it to the dinner. Don't bring it to the cookout.
When you mix it up, you know what I'm saying? It got to sound a little juicy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm talking about Ike. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and we ain't talking about no Easy Mac with no powder. We talking about baked in the oven. That's what we talking about.
Now, what I will say, real mac and cheese is great. There is something charming and comforting about Kraft mac and cheese. The powder with the butter and the bacon. There's something comforting. And I used to put hot dogs in it back in the day.
Sure, we were kids.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm just saying there's something comforting about it. It's not the same thing. Yes. But there's something comforting about it.
Real quick, we're on my way out too. Hey, yo, Justin for Tennessee, stock is up, baby. Y'all forgot about my boy.
I think his stock is neutral.
Well, yeah, it's always up. I mean,
okay, wise enough to board too. You know what I'm saying?
He is. So, absolutely.
You know, hey, get my callers together. Don't put us against each other.
All right. Now I'm even more committed to
pitting you against each other.
Pitting you against each other. You know, Corey, Aaron from Mount Airy said you were from Kentucky. I thought it was funny. Whatever. All right. 215-592-9494. Dan from Akron. Just a kid from Akron.
You're another WIP. Ohio kid. Oh, that's PA.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Dan?
That's Akron, PA.
How you doing? First time caller on your show.
All right.
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Just wanted to talk about the sales a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And I got a Bluetooth thing for Jack there. I don't know if you ever heard of the old saying, when Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Each with $1.25. Joe came down with $2.50. Oh, that one.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to have a little fun. Yeah, Jill forgot to take her bill, and now they have a son. Like, I guess that kind of figures.
Oh, it's a different one.
There.
Okay,
yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah, I've heard them all. Wife's name's Jill.
His name's not really Jack though. So it's John. It's a completely fraudulent thing. Anyway, Phils, go on, Dan.
So, how can we get Castellanos up in the lineup?
That's a good idea.
You know, Jack had mentioned yesterday flip-flopping Castellanos and Boehm.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put – here's the other thing.
I'm not sure where Boehm's at right now. I mean, he's –
Well, the problem is if we move Boehm to five and we have Schwarber hitting cleanup – because normally when Boehm's hitting third, it's when Schwarber's hitting cleanup, right?
Right.
So I don't want to have Boehm. I like the fact that get Castellanos. There's a little protection
down there,
you know, for Schwarber. I'm sort of fine with Castellanos. He's comfortable hitting fifth. He hit fifth almost all last year. They moved him up to cleanup a little bit last year. But I guess I wouldn't mind him at cleanup when Schwarber's leading off. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe something like that. They've tried a bunch of different things in there. I wouldn't mind that. But in the lineups where Schwarber's hitting cleanup, I'd rather keep Castellanos fifth.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Dan.
Would you move anybody else to that spot?
On your food take.
Oh, yeah. What's a food you couldn't live without?
Smoked brisket.
Brisket.
Ooh, smoked brisket.
There you go, a little brisket.
Smidge overrated as well.
No.
Yeah.
Brisket overrated?
Smidge.
Nah, you got to. That's the one thing I haven't learned how to cook yet.
Haven't nailed the brisket yet.
Well, brisket's tough, right, because it gets dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a smoker? Oh, really?
Yep.
One of the big, like the green egg ones or whatever?
I do.
Like, wow, this guy.
I got a big smoker over here, man.
Look at this rich guy over here.
Oh, God.
I didn't know. I had no idea I was sitting next to a rich guy.
Don't take the heat off your
side. Yeah, exactly. Yes, I understand it, though. Oh, man, that's one of my things in the summertime.
Oh, smoking?
Yeah, man, on the weekend, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's slower.
Yeah.
I can sit out back.
Yeah.
You don't really have to worry about the whole managing the fire and all of that. You just put it in there and, man, sit back there and chill.
Now, I'm not gonna use a smoker, obviously, but I'm excited for – I got a good backyard
and
now.
I use both.
Oh, use the grill
I use
and
a grill.
The smoker.
I mean, if I want to do something quicker, I'll use – I got a Weber. I still use my Weber,
I still got
my Weber, man.
There you go. I got a deck now and a good backyard. Yeah. I'm pretty psyched to sit out there.
There you go.
Do you own a grill or no?
I do own a grill.
What do you use that for?
Well, my
decoration.
My wife is not vegan.
Vegan,
and you can put like
vegetables
on the grill. Vegetables on the grill are good.
Like, but oh man, can't wait to smell the vegetable kebab. No one says that.
I'll tell you, you throw some onions on the grill. That's a good smell.
Yeah. Onions, peppers.
Yeah, with a little bit of olive oil on there.
Potatoes.
I've never put potatoes on the grill. Can you do the, just put it in the foil and put it in the grill?
I would do You know they have like the smaller ones.
Yeah. Oh, like the little yellow ones.
Yes, little yellow potatoes. So you can do that with vegetables.
Oh, there you go. Or the little red ones.
Or the red ones. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Come on, Jack.
All right. Come on, Jack. Coming up next, it is the newest portion of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Oh, we're back with an update.
The Ikey Masters update. Right. We will also take your calls on the Phils, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Grilling, it's a sizzler. In the kitchen, we go to Ramsay. They call me the Rizzler. And I just hit the Rizz face.
Big Ol' Majay in the bench pressing, I give that lift 5 big booms.
I got Pokemon cards, I got fresh chicken bits.
This is just awful.
Even the ball so hard, they thought it was an earthquake.
No, my name,
that's what you gotta hit the hook. You can't have this cousin out.
It's the song
get the cousin
of the summer.
The hook's
it's the
gotta
song
be
of the
there.
Year.
Always gonna boom, boom, boom.
WIP Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz. Imagine that on YouTube. Streaming live on YouTube. You could have seen us dance into that. Man, I'll tell you, Big Justice's verse in that is terrible, too. I got Pokemon cards. I got chicken bakes. What the hell is going on with that
And
kid?
Again, he can't hit. And I know someone tagged us in a video today of him in a little home run derby.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
no bat speed.
No, no bat speed
no
at all.
No bat speed.
No, the guy couldn't hit it 35 miles an hour. It's got to be the top speed that kid's going to hit. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen? Oh, no, actually, I'm going to do the other one. What do you want the Eagles to do in the first round? Trade up, trade out, or stay there and make the pick?
Trade up, trade out, or stay there and make the pick.
What do you think?
Well, we love trading up.
Oh,
so,
we do.
Yeah, I'm going to go with trading up. And I'll give it, I want to say in the 40s. I'm going to go in the 50s. I'll go high 50s, low 60s. Give me 58.
You had it.
Ah.
You had it. I feel like you're in your head right now.
I am in my head a little bit. Was it in the 40s?
You're like the Alec Bowman predicting this. Yeah. The 44.8% trade up.
I was going to say 44.
You're right there.
Oh, man.
I cringed when you corrected yourself. Trade up 44%. Oh. Trade out 25%. Stay there and make the pick 30%.
Okay.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is a new feature of the WIP Afternoon Show because the Masters have begun and we have our Masters Master right here. Let's get to it.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Ah, yes. I tell you, there's nothing like the fresh smell of azaleas.
Oh, wow.
You make that turn at A-Man Corner.
Yes.
My goodness, what a sight.
Jesus on the mound tonight, too. A-Man Corner.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, what just is making that? Some...
No.
Biblical
no.
Church references.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Let him do his thing.
All right, we're here. I tell you, the leaderboard is changing.
Uh-oh.
Just an hour ago, Corey Connors, -4, was at the top of the leaderboard. As we sit here right now, he has dropped to second, and we have a new leader in the clubhouse.
Tiger Woods?
Yes. No, we wish.
Shut up, Spike. Sorry.
Tiger Woods. Justin Rose.
Man, Justin Rose is inevitable.
Is he?
Huh?
He's inevitable. It's every time. He's always in the mix.
Yeah, Justin Rose, good golfer. Really is good golfer. But I tell you, all eyes are on number one ranked golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler.
Where's he at?
He's in second.
Whoa.
-4. Two off the lead. Just birdied not too long ago the famous par 3 16th hole at Augusta. 40-foot birdie Scottie Scheffler hit.
Wow.
Oh, man. What a shot. You should have heard the roar of the crowd. I'll tell you, a couple guys that are going to be on the course late today that I want to keep an eye on.
Please lower your voice.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Matt Fitzpatrick. All right, sitting at -2 right now. Top five. I'm very good with him. And you know what? Patrick Cantlay, pretty good golfer. He's about to make the turn at Augusta, going to be going through Amen's Corner. We know that's a difficult spot in the golf course that you have to sort of navigate to get to those final three holes.
Again, please lower your voice.
Okay. Well, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, Jack. He's right, though. He's right. He's sitting at -1 right now.
All right.
I tell you, it's still early. A lot of notable names on the leaderboard. It's good to see that. But this thing really starts to heat up, Spike, as we get to the second and third day of the tournament.
Well, we're definitely bringing this back tomorrow. Yeah. So Ike has to do it at Chickies.
And they have
to,
I think, Rob.
I definitely won't be whispering there.
Yeah.
I think Sielski and Ellis also have to bring on Ike.
Yes,
on
over the weekend.
Yeah. Go Birds.
Early update,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm wondering this.
We're not whispering anymore? We're back?
Well, yeah.
We're back okay.
Yes. Why are we doing golf updates on a sports station? Should we only talk about sports?
You're so cute.
Should we only talk about sports?
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Well, no offense to the hockey community, but...
Well, hockey is a sport.
This is way more popular than hockey.
More popular, yes. But so is... I don't know. So is... There's a lot of things more popular than hockey that we
talk about.
I'm
just saying, though, it's a sport.
Oh, it's not a sport, though. Dude, if you can be like 70 and be really good at it, I don't think it can be a sport.
I don't know how good you would be at 70.
Really?
But I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I got a newfound respect for these golfers.
Yeah, well, that guy's fat. Who's that guy?
That's thickness.
Okay.
You try walking this course for 4 days.
Look at me. I could do it.
Not easy.
I could do it. I couldn't play the golf part of it. I could certainly walk it. Yeah, I could certainly walk it. All right. 215-592-9494. By the way, a top linebacker potentially available for trade. We'll get to that in a moment. Jerry the Truckhorn guy, you're on WIP. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Listen to this guy.
I'm awake. When Jack told me I was asleep, he woke me up. I was taking a little nap. Now I'm awake.
Yeah, when I talked to Jerry and I said, do you want to hang on for the afternoon, guys? He sounded a little sleepy.
You're not driving, are you? Sleeping and driving?
I was pulling out. I had to take a little breather. You know,
yeah, a little cat nap.
When you're driving straight through to Florida, sometimes the... you know, you might see things that you not want to see. Say, I got to pull over, take a little break, and then I keep on rolling, you know. So I'm good to go and be down there about 9:30 tonight. trying to work on my left arm tan today. You know, I got my sleeve pulled up.
Oh, I'm sure that's working.
78 degrees out, so it's pretty nice weather down here right now. I'm about 30 miles from Florida, so, and I got another 3 hours to drive.
Where are you driving through, Georgia?
So, I'm in southern end of Georgia right now, heading to Palm Beach.
And get over to Augusta.
I know, you guys keep talking about it. I want to make that right-hand turn and go back the other way. Oh, my gosh. You know, but I'm getting ready to get my bets right for the weekend to see. You know, I keep up on Ike's updates and, help me stay in the mix.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping the Phillies start doing something. They helped me out the first weekend, but they ain't done nothing since then. So,
well, they're 8-3.
Well, I know, but they're not 8-3 in my pocket.
Oh, got it. While you're driving, got it.
they're 2-0 in my dollar side, and they're you know what I'm saying. So
I guess
I'm getting half of them, but I'm not getting the whole thing. I just need a couple more good swings. So you know, I still got boom. I play a lot of baseball. Jackie knows that. If a guy's in
a
bad
way,
you got to keep, dude.
You play baseball now?
No.
Oh,
I was very good when I did play. I stopped, and then I played high class softball.
Oh, wow.
For probably 10 years and was really good at it.
You look like a third baseman. Were you a third baseman?
Exactly, Spike. You hit that nail right on the head.
Look at that!
What an eye test!
Yeah.
Corner defender.
Well, you look like you the hot corner. You hit. Look like you caught a couple of balls in the face.
Jeez.
No.
That was wrong on several levels, right there.
I know. I just wanted to say it. It popped into my mind. No offense, Jerry. It was a phrase that popped into my mind. I had to say it. It has nothing to do with you.
I'm not bragging on myself, but I was the best defensive third baseman in the county league for about 10 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Called you the Brooks Robinson of that league, I guess.
Well, they gave me the nickname Nails after Lenny Dykstra, but, you know.
There you go.
You know, because I didn't shy away from anybody. I challenged people to hit me the ball. They stopped hitting me the ball because I would catch. Every time they hit me the ball, they were pretty much out. I had a good arm. That's probably why I can't throw the ball 20 feet now. Yeah. I can't throw the ball. If I do, it's like my arm might fall off. So, it's that bad. So, in the squirrel reference, see, Spike, you didn't pick up on the squirrel reference rest yesterday. It had nothing to do with Justin. I don't step on anybody's toes because my bit's the horn. Justin's bit's the Justinism. The squirrel bit.
I understand.
I understand. Did you figure it out?
Why don't you spell it out for me?
It all has to do with the ex-wife.
Okay.
You know, the polls, and I can't get around. I can't get to the prize.
Got you.
You know, the pole gets greased. They have the squirrel thing there, and they're trying to get the squirrel greasing the pole.
What's up with the greased pole and the squirrel?
Yeah.
Well, because that's, dude, you never heard that to keep squirrels out of your bird feeder.
People grease their poles and they can't climb the pole.
Oh, that makes sense.
They put the dome over it also, so that's like a double protective for them to get to the prize.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, so I got like a double. I got a double whammy in trying to get through the prize, and the prize is just, you know, it's. You're not even close, Jer. I know. It's a hard. It's a hard nut to crack. So.
Yeah, apparently that's not going on. That part shouldn't be hard.
Don't do that while you're driving.
I try to crack as many nuts as I can, but it's
all right. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, Facebook meetups.
Yeah, what? You be safe out there, Jer.
I had one more thing.
Oh boy.
So I love listening to you guys every day.
Yeah.
And Spike, I do not watch my. I listen to you guys
there
because
you go.
Because I can catch all the bad words before they hit the Odyssey air.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, so we can't edit it on YouTube. Yep.
That, that's the best. That's why I do that. But I listen to it. I glance. I like seeing you guys' responses on somebody's crazy results. And,
okay. Where are we getting though here? Come on.
Well, I was just kind of shooting the shit.
We got to let
two straight days.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Got to let Jerry
calls
go.
Every single day. Every. Still thinks we can curse on the air.
Yeah, because he's watching the YouTube and he hears the curse words on the YouTube.
Yeah, he wants to be a cool guy.
Yeah, he could be a cool guy. Unbelievable. You know who thinks I'm the coolest? My dogs.
There you go.
I get home every day. My wife hasn't been home the last few days. I get home. I don't get home till 7:30. They're lunatics. They like take us out for a walk. It's warm outside. It's the spring. Dogs and cats rule. Can be your home for making sure that your dogs and cats, because dogs and cats rule, but have everything they need for the spring. The lead dog, George Perrini, has made sure that all 7 locations are stocked with whatever you need. Maybe you need to hear about natural flea and tick prevention. Maybe you need to hear about it because your dog's going to be outside way more during the spring and the summertime, and the ticks are all over the place. And you may ask me, well, I don't know. Tell me about natural flea and tick prevention. I'm not going to tell you about it. The staff in Dogs and Cats Rule is going to do it because they are the best, the most informed, the friendliest, the absolute top of the mountain of anyone who could help you out with anything for your pet, whether it is toys for the outside, whether you need a collar or leash. They've got all of it at Dogs and Cats Rule. And where they really shine, aside from the excellent staff, is pet nutrition. Top of the line. Whether it's kibble, our dogs get the kibble, but they get very good stuff from Dogs and Cats Rule. Whether it's that, whether it's any of the fresh diets, the raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, all that stuff, baked, synthetic-free, all those, whether it is supplements, Dogs and Cats Rule, that is your home. 7 locations, as I mentioned. 5 in Delaware. No, none in Delaware. 5 in Pennsylvania. Newtown, Doylestown.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe they should open up one in Delaware. New Hope, Blue Bell, Doylestown, Maple Glen in PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. All right. So we've been, Eagles lose a lot of defensive players. There have been some defensive players, star level, maybe previous star level, who we thought might be available, right? Myles Garrett, not available anymore. Yep. Max Crosby, not available anymore. Then there are a couple of guys, free agents, available for 1-year deals, older guys, not available anymore. However, there is one star linebacker who seems unhappy. Here is Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport on TJ Watt.
TJ Watt is in a contract negotiation situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've seen several top edge rushers get paid. Myles Garrett topping $40 million. We still have Micah Parsons need to get paid. We still have Trey Henderson needs to get paid. But TJ Watt, set to make just $21 million this year, is in that category. Generally, when a player makes a social media post that forces us to talk about it on TV like we're doing right now, it is because contract negotiations are not going as well as anybody had hoped. If they were going well, if things were all wrapped up, then this would be more like this and less like this, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're reading into it. So I think we could safely say the contract talks between TJ Watt and the Steelers are not off to a rip-roaring start. Doesn't mean they won't get there. They've gotten there before. He is a great player who deserves every penny. But for the sake of this argument, right now in this discussion, let's assume that TJ Watt is not exactly the most thrilled person on earth dealing with this contract.
So TJ Watt, 11 and a half sacks last year, 19 sacks the year before, 22 and a half 4 years ago. TJ Watt is 30 years old. Ike, where TJ Watt is obviously a great player. Is he somebody, now if you're trading for TJ Watt, you got to give him a contract because that's the whole problem going on right now anyway.
Yeah.
Are you trading a first round pick? Are you trading multiple picks for a player like TJ Watt?
I would.
Really? At 30?
Yeah, even at 30.
That you got to pay?
Yep, even at 30 and even one that I got to pay. And here's why. Athletes today are a little bit different than they were 20 years ago. These guys can play longer. The wear and tear on their bodies isn't the same as it was 20 years ago. So when a guy is getting it 30 years old, most people think, well, he's about to fall off the cliff, can't be productive. Now, he may not be what he was at 26, 27 years old when he was in his prime, but a guy like TJ Watt with his ability, there's a lot of good football left in him, and I would think there's at least 3 or 4 more good seasons of football. And with TJ Watt being lined up next to a Jalen Carter, like that type of a tandem, sometimes it does matter for a player at that stage of his career who he's lining up with. So in other words, if he was the only guy on that line and he's going to draw a ton of attention, then maybe I may think twice about it. But I have other pieces around him that I'm going to get top-level production out of T.J. Watt over the next 4 years. There's no question about his work ethic, his dedication to the game. He is on the track, if not already, a first ballot Hall of Famer.
108, I think, career sacks.
Yes, 7-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro. He's already been Defensive Player of the Year. He's right there with Myles Garrett. I don't know. Myles Garrett may be in front of him a little bit, but it ain't by much.
And
it ain't by much. I haven't even looked at like stats or anything.
Sure.
I'm just saying I know T.J. Watt had a run there where he was arguably the best defensive player in football.
I guess, and we don't know the answer to this, I guess my biggest question is, from a cap and a salary standpoint, can they?
That's different.
I'm stuck in this world of Elliot telling me they can do anything with the cap they want to do, right? And even when we had, I'm sorry, what's the gentleman's
Jake
name?
Jake Rosenberg.
When we had Jake Rosenberg on, he also believed, look, they can figure it out. But then I have the Eagles telling me, I have Jeffrey Lurie telling me, and I have Howie Roseman telling me that like they have to make these decisions and they have to have these other spots filled by young players. And I know you don't have that answer. It's a completely different.
Sure.
But if next year you're paying Jalen Carter, and then like, is it even possible to keep the great players that you have that you want to play pay, and also get a guy that you know you're going to have to give $25 million a year to, or $30 million a year to? I have no idea.
I think it is. If you could pay two wide receivers $25+ million, and AJ is getting paid $30+ million. So, and you got a quarterback that's making the money that he's making and the lineman that's making the money that they're making, you can find a way to pay T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter. And real quick, I just took a quick snapshot at the stats.
Yep.
T.J. on paper is better.
Really? Than Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt straight up?
Or at least he's equally as good as Myles Garrett.
Would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt?
Ooh,
straight up?
No.
Because
I'm not trading A.J. Brown.
Okay.
I'm not trading players unless I'll trade Nolan Smith.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, Nolan
Smith.
Well,
yeah, I mean, not even
Nolan
of course.
Smith. Yeah. Nolan Smith in a first round pick.
Wow.
I'd do that for T.J. Watt.
Nolan Smith in this year's first?
Yeah.
Jack, would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
T.J. Watt here would just be sick.
Yeah, man. T.J. Watt with Jalen Carter.
Now,
man.
He's had some injury things the last couple years.
Here's the thing. I looked at that too, Fritzy. I looked at that.
Wow, Ike research over here.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, listen. Here's the thing. Yeah.
Big Masters updated 4-3.
I know.
He's played at least 15 games, except for 1 year, and that was the year when he broke his foot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he played 10 games that year.
2022, you're talking.
Yeah, played 10 games that year, but he's played 15, 16, 16, 15, 15, 17, 17. Like he's there. 30 years old. Myles Garrett is 29. They both been in the league. They came in the league the same year. But TJ is a year older than he is. TJ has 7 Pro Bowls to Myles Garrett, 6 Pro Bowls. Both of them have been 4-time All-Pro.
Wow, so right there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's right there where TJ has more sacks than Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett has 102. TJ has 108.
Wow, and the exciting white? Percentage.
Oh my God, we're back.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Did you say we?
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Wow. Multiple delegations.
See, that's how I roll.
Yep. You got to.
That's how I roll.
You know, you're on the radio. You got to roll all delegations.
I love everybody.
Yeah. Jack, would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt?
No.
Oh, well, I shouldn't have asked you that.
Never. Actually. Wouldn't trade him for the world.
Would you trade A.J. Brown for T.J. Watt and 15 first round picks?
Not. Absolutely not.
My guess is the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to win football games. I mean,
they gave a receiver $150 million.
Right.
Well, they're about to bring in Aaron Rodgers.
So is it?
Then they're going to need to get what's his face from the Jets,
Alan Lazard.
Yeah, you don't need
Devontae.
Yeah,
he's a Ram.
Yeah. I like Nolan Smith, but to add T.J.
Yeah,
I'd do it.
Wow,
I'd do it. T.J. Watt, Jalen Carter. Whew. Yeah.
And did the Bengals end up paying Hendrickson?
Not yet.
He has not gotten paid yet. Interesting. Be interesting to see. So the Eagles have $23 million, I think, left in cap space.
Yep.
But they do have to pay their draft picks. So the draft picks are part of that.
I would have offered Bryce Huff, but I know they don't want him.
Yeah. Well, that's the... If we ask people for their TJ Watt trades, they'll be like, all right, give him Bryce Huff.
You want me to get Jake Rosenberg back on? We can break down the cap ramifications or no?
Well, I don't know if my brain can take it this late in the show. I need Jake Rosenberg before the 4 o'clock hour.
And 5 o'clock hour is a lost cause.
Oh, that cooked me. We'll just put Jake on with Herb.
Yep.
At that point.
Could you imagine him arguing with Herb?
Oh, well, Herb would win that argument. Yep. Herb wins every argument. All right, 215.
I got more numbers.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. IQ Analytics.
Well, I'm just saying, 20 forced fumbles for Myles Garrett. 33 forced fumbles
for TJ
Watt.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I said he was close to Myles Garrett.
He might be better.
I didn't really look at this correctly. He might be better than Myles Garrett.
Well, he certainly had a better career. I don't know if he's better today, but the career seemed pretty close.
Mm-hmm. He's playing his way to being better than his brother.
Yes. Yeah. And here's the other thing. Since his rookie year, That's wrong.
Went one too far with the numbers.
Oh. Yeah, I did. No, that's Myles Garrett's numbers.
Okay.
He's been double-digit sacks every year. Okay. I knew something went right because TJ got injured.
Had the in 2022, five and a half sacks, I think.
Yeah. Still two good players. And the only reason I say that is that we were willing to go after Myles Garrett.
Give three first-round picks.
Right, we were willing to give up even more for Myles Garrett.
We were ready to interrupt our entire show and start screaming at him to get Myles Garrett. All right, 215-592-9494. What is the one thing you took from that Phillies game last night? You're telling me that, Jack, not him. You told the wrong
I did that
person.
Yesterday,
yes,
too.
You did. You confused the hell out of me. Sorry.
I know, you got all flustered.
Yeah, Jack said something in my ear I didn't understand. And coming up next is the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.